Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
It is the JR Sportbrief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And thank you to you, yes, you specifically, for tuning into the show on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. You got a smart speaker? Well, you can listen there, too. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Boom. Show pops right on up. We've had a busy show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You missed a minute, you missed a lot. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and you don't got to worry about anything. You want to contact me? It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I wanted to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Busy, busy, busy. March Madness busy. Thank you to Jonas Adu for joining us from Tennessee, a member of the Volunteers getting ready to take on Creighton this upcoming Friday, blocking shots, was all SEC this past year, and is trying to help Tennessee complete a run in the men's tournament. Thank you so much. We got madness on the NFL side. And so I thank you to Matt Lombardo, who covers the NFL for Heavy Sports, for coming through to explain the new rules now that the NFL has banned this hip drop tackle. Soon enough, before you tackle an NFL defender, you're going to have to play a game of patty cake. Or maybe they're going to make them play rock, paper, scissors. I don't know what it is, but the NFL, a violent game. And they're taking the violence out of it. I understand why. Yeah, but it's all offense now. It's not all that much fun. Thank you so much. Earlier in the show, Kevin Sweeney joining us from Sports Illustrated to take a deeper dive into everything going on in the tournament. And then earlier today, actually right before I got on air, Shohei Ohtani had a statement as well, basically letting everybody know, I don't gamble. I did not gamble. I didn't know anything about what my translator Ipe was doing. And he's just a big old liar. And now I'm about to get back to baseball. And you know what? Before we hear from Shohei Ohtani, Pete Rose actually had some commentary Let's listen to Pete Rose in Vegas. He thinks he would have got away with gambling if he had one thing in particular. Listen to Pete Rose.
Hey, guys. Matt Thrash here, enjoying some March Madness with my great friend Pete Rose. And we were talking about the current goings-on in baseball right now, and Pete wanted to mention something.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
There you have it from the Hit King.
Okay. So is that what it is, Hickey? Just don't speak English and then you can gamble? Is that what it is?
Or basically have a middleman. Dress him up however you want, but translator, assistant, etc. He does the gambling, and as Pete said, he's scot-free.
Well, let's listen to Shohei Ohtani. He had his press conference. He spoke for about 10 minutes along with his new interpreter. And I guess one of the major points was that he said he never bet on baseball, period. He never bet on sports. Listen to Ohtani, or at least his interpreter.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
Okay. And the other, I don't want to say ironic, the interesting part about all of this is Shohei Ohtani says that Ipe has been lying to him, and he didn't know anything about this until last week, like after their first game in South Korea. Listen.
Last weekend in Korea, media has reached out to a representative in my camp inquiring about my potential involvement in this sports betting. Ipe never revealed to me that there was this media inquiry. And to the representatives in my camp, Ipe told to the media and to my representatives that I, you know, on behalf of a friend, paid off debt. Upon further questioning, it was revealed that it was actually, in fact, Ipe who was in debt, and told my representatives that I was paying off those debt.
Oh, come on, man. All right, well, he says that he was robbed of, $4.5 million Shohei lost?
That's right.
So what, you think he has that, like, under a couch cushion somewhere? I mean, they got evidence of wire transfers. He must not really give a damn. He must make so much money, which we know he does. He's not accounting for $4.5 million.
Even with the amount of money he's made, that seems hard to believe.
And so unless we have evidence, we are left to believe this, right? The Major League Baseball is doing its own investigation. We know that the bookmaker is already in trouble. The translator, former translator, Ipe, is in trouble. And I guess Shohei Ohtani gets to walk away with, I guess we would consider this just ignorance. Like, he got robbed. He didn't know what was going on. And now he said he will focus on baseball and allow his representation to take care of the rest of this. And Shohei Ohtani, I guess that means he will hit 40 home runs, drive in 100 runs, steal 20 bases. And then, Dodgers will go to the playoffs, maybe choke. And then he'll get back to throwing next year. And Pete Rose is not happy. Pete Rose says that I would get away with this if I only had a translator. And Pete Rose, you think they're going to let him in while he's alive?
No, not while he's alive. Do you?
No, I don't think so. I think Rob Manfred is going to make him squirm. You know, I just believe Rob Manfred doesn't want anything to do with it. He doesn't want to be responsible. I know Rob Manfred just put on for an extension. What is he doing, like another 3-4 years or something like that?
And then he said it's his last, right?
That's what he said. That's what they all say. I thought Roger Goodell was supposed to be going like 5 years ago.
And then $60 million a year was put in his face. He said, you know what? I'll stick around for a little bit.
Yeah, $60 million to, have the fans boo you every time and be the whipping boy for the owners who give you $2 million a team. Yeah, not too bad or too shabby for Roger Goodell. Hey, look, I will be very interested to see where the Shohei Ohtani story goes. Is it done? Is it over? Is this literally just him getting robbed? Or is Shohei Ohtani some big shot, evil crime lord Lord, I don't know. We can't do anything until Major League Baseball concludes its investigation. As of right now, it sounds fishy. It does. $4.5 million stolen from you, just disappeared. Not too much to lay it on right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This is news that we also shared before we went to break as we talked about the NFL draft. Deion Sanders, everybody's favorite college football coach, maybe in Colorado, I don't know about other places. He's selling a book. He was on a podcast. It's called $1 Million Worth of Game. And Deion Sanders, of course, was asked about football. It was only a couple of weeks ago that Deion Sanders was asked about Caleb Williams potentially going to the Bears, that it would be too cold, that the Bears need to keep this in mind as they draft and select a guy out of USC. And he said the same thing about his son. I don't want my boy, quarterback Shador, who went out this past season for the Buffaloes and threw for 3,200 yards, 27 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. He played in Colorado. Deion said, I don't want him playing in cold weather when he enters the NFL draft next year. Well, on the $1 Million Worth of Game podcast, Deion Sanders didn't just double down on the weather aspect of being drafted. Deion Sanders basically said for his two top prospects, his son Shador, and also Travis Hunter, who plays wide receiver and defensive back, he basically said that, yeah, I expect these two to get selected in the top 4 of next year's draft. But then get this, Deion Sanders said he's going to help steer where they go. Listen.
Where do you predict Shador and Travis going in the draft?
Top 4.
Beautiful.
Anywhere from 1 through 4. One of them is going to be 1.
Mm. That's what I'm talking about.
One of them is going to be
speaking into existence.
And the latter one would not go behind 4. Now, all this is subjective because I know where I kind of want them to go. Mm-hmm. But I know where I want them to go. So in certain cities that ain't going to happen.
It's okay, you on point.
It's going to be it's going to be an Eli.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, thank you so much. Last hour, we had a conversation with Matt Lombardo, who covers the NFL for Heavy Sports. Matt said that this could be something that backfires on Deion Sanders, and that actually hurts the draft stock for both Shador and Travis Hunter. Because if you're going to withhold information or you're not going to chat or talk, aren't you hurting their potential positioning? Aren't other teams going to look at this and go, well, why do I want to be manipulated? Or a team's going to be so desperate to bring on Deion's son and or the cornerback, who I think ultimately is going to have to select, you know, what position he primarily wants to play. You want to think about money-wise, you probably want to be a wide receiver. It is dangerous. But if anybody's going to pull strings and manipulate teams, wouldn't it be Deion Sanders? Wouldn't he be the one to actually get away with it? You know, I said this a couple of weeks ago when Deion talked about Caleb Williams. Says that the Bears need to be careful not to draft a guy who just came out of a warm weather climate. We talked about RG3 saying that Caleb Williams needs to, you know, kind of put his foot down and say, oh, I don't want to go to the Chicago Bears, that he should steer his way to the Washington Commanders. And I said that's soft, right? Like, if you're good at what you do, if you feel that you're the best at what you do, then stand on your laurels, stand on your talent, and go out there and prove it. That's Caleb Williams. I think Deion Sanders got a whole nother level of cachet. This man has already played in the NFL. I mean, this guy has Tom Brady, who at a time was actually talking to his son, mentoring him, giving him advice to play quarterback. Even when Eli Manning came out of Ole Miss, I know his dad was Arch Manning. I don't think he had anybody to the level of, let's just say, a Tom Brady who could help him out and be in his ear. I particularly don't care for the manipulation. I don't think this is a new trend. I just think this is something that Deion Sanders can get away with. And I also don't think that NFL talent evaluators are going to be stupid enough to get sucked into anything like this. You know, if I want to give LeBron James any type of credit, at least, and this is more recently, because he opened up his mouth about his son, oh, my boy could play on the Lakers today, and then he changed his tune, and LeBron pretty much said, oh, my son, let him just play. LeBron James is piped down about this. You know, his agent, Rich Paul, has said, yeah, his son is going to do what's in his best interest to him. I give LeBron credit. Since putting out the tweet and talking publicly in a locker room, that he's quieted down. I think we're going to expect and can expect the opposite from Deion Sanders. He's going to hype up his son. He's going to hype up Travis Hunter. And it sounds like he's going to really go out there and manipulate the draft. Now, look, we don't know what terrible teams are going to be asked next year as well, all right? Deion made it clear he doesn't want to play him in a cold weather place. I guess we can throw Colorado out the space. No Denver Broncos. We don't know what the hell Minnesota is going to do with this multiple picks. And so it's real difficult to look an entire year out and just say, oh, this is where Deion is going to try to put his quarterback son. But I'll tell you this. Deion can get away with it. Another prospect? I think you might be shooting yourself in the foot. If this was anybody else, I would say bad move, because you're already coming across as a headache. But I'll tell you the one thing that'll work, that won't lower Shador or Travis Hunter's stock, is if they show up again at Colorado and they ball out. We know Shador wasn't protected, had everybody hyped at the beginning of the season, and then injuries and poor offensive line started to show up. If they ball out, Deion won't have to hype up anybody. He may not have to manipulate them into any particular team either. Hickey, what do you say? Is Deion just talking to talk, or you think there's some legitimacy to what he's saying?
I personally think there's a lot of hot air. Number one, Deion, especially since coming to Colorado, has talked a big game and has done really nothing to back it up so far. And then also, too, like, I mean, right now he's making these comments on, what was it, over the weekend, March 24th, let's say March 23rd. You still have a whole season to go for both players to play. But it's like, I mean, Travis Hunter was one of the best two-way players, one of the just best players overall in college football last year before he got hurt. Sure, Sanders was solid and he was okay. I would never say he was the best quarterback in college football. If he doesn't play like that next year, then these words ring hollow, because he'll be the second, third, fourth, fifth quarterback maybe off the board. And by that point, like, I think the only power, like, if you truly want to decide where you want to go and say no to a few teams, I think the only way you do that is if you were, like, the top guy in the draft. Other than that, I'm not sure how you can truly leverage, hey, my son's not going to you or you or you, if there are two, three, four other guys better at whatever position at that moment that you're, you know, trying to target.
Yeah, we got to get through the season. Shador certainly started off hot last year. The entire team started off hot. It didn't last. I don't know if everybody was just hyped up, if it was certainly a fool's gold, and I don't know how much more we could have expected as he just showed up. Is he, Shador, going to be protected? And then what is going to be the status of Travis Hunter as the year goes on? You know, I would think that he would want to go out and kind of make his case for what position that he wants to be selected as. Because I don't think in the NFL, they're just going to be like, hey, man, we're going to give you Shohei treatment. You're going to play defensive back and then play wide receiver. I don't see that happening. Maybe some spot duty, you know, here and there. But the first thing that they need to do is play. And then second from there, actually you have to have success. We know if Deion is good for anything, it's just for a lot of talking. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let me know. Do you think Deion Sanders got a legitimate point? I mean, we're a whole damn year away from next year's draft, and he's already talking about steering his players, and more specifically, one of his sons to a team in particular. I'll tell you, there is a quarterback in the NFL. He's talking big already. I'm going to tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Reef Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, shout outs to everybody listening. You at home? Good. Got the radio next to the bed? Good. Sitting in traffic right now? Bad. Just trying to keep you occupied. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's been a busy day. Talked a lot of college basketball, talked about Shohei Ohtani, talked about the NFL and its rule changes. And man, and right before we went to break, we talked about Deion Sanders. Yeah, next year I'm going to manipulate the draft so my son and Travis Hunter also go where I want them to go. It's like, wow, bold statement, bold proclamation by, I guess, only Deion Sanders. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to tell you about a quarterback active in the NFL right now, who also made a bold proclamation. We'll get to that before we get out of here with the show. And then also in our last break, I most certainly am going to tell you about something that took place this day in sports. 855-212-4CBS. But right now, let's go to Portland and talk to Bill. Bill, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, good night, my friend. How you doing, man?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing great, JR, man. Thanks for bringing it. You just got the best stuff on the radio. We really appreciate you. And just wanted to chime in for a quick second on Mr. Ohtani there. You know, I'm taking another track with this. I'm thinking that, you know, prior to his deal, you know, he was still listed worth like over $50 million. So the guy's got a little walking around change, you know. And To me, it doesn't really reek of, from what I've heard, it's not like an inclusion thing on his part. I don't think that, you know, he is some mastermind or something and got a little gambling thing going on or anything like that. I just don't see he's got so much to lose from doing some boneheaded thing like that, that I just don't see it. And I really do think that I could see somebody that worked for him, you know, if you got access like that, I could see that it would be a big enough temptation. And I've seen folks do stuff with gambling. Gambling is like just another drug, man. And I mean, I've seen people do stuff that they would never in their life do outside of like having a massive debt or something like that. Yeah, so, and if he's got access, it could happen.
Yeah, but it is wild, and I understand this. Shohei Ohtani, if you really dive deep into his background, he has been playing baseball in such a regimented, organized way his entire life, from when he was in Japan, and then when he tried to come to the majors, and then he ended up playing in Japan and sleeping and staying in a dorm. I don't want to say he's been sheltered, but he has led a very one-directed life, and that's about baseball. Now,
like Mr. Clean.
Yeah, he does. I mean, you know nothing about him. It's a mystery. He plays baseball. He's damn good at it. He's the best baseball player on earth. Okay, fine. We get it. Now, but does that mean that $4.5 million could just disappear? Like, if I go to the bank and I move a smaller amount of money, I'm getting messages and alerts, and man, I've done. The bank has called me and going, "Hey, what's going on here?" And I get it. When you got a different level of finance. You're Shohei Ohtani, $4.5 million moves here. It's already been recorded or put on record that there were transactions of $500,000 moving around. Well, who authorized that? I just find it hard to believe, and this is not implicating Shohei Ohtani. It's just hard to believe. Unless somebody else was sitting there or there's somebody else who's involved, that his translator, who ended up being his de facto assistant and his friend, was able to just move this in multiple increments without Ohtani knowing at all, then this guy, Ipe, is just a great criminal if this is the case, you know?
Wow, yeah. Hey, man, before I get out of here, can I say go Big Orange for my volunteers with Creighton this week? I think they're going to take them. Dalton Connect, Ziegler, and the boys are going to get it done. Again, thanks for the great show, man. Love listening to you every night.
Hey, no doubt about it, Bill. Thank you so much for calling from Portland. And we had a Jonas Adu who joined us earlier on the show as well for all my Tennessee Volunteer fans as well. You can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and check that out. Look, there's so many different ways that you can move money. Give someone else the power to move the money. And maybe Shohei Ohtani, he just out here playing baseball, and he didn't recognize it. Well, how the hell did the translator just move it by himself? What, he just, I mean, come on now, $500,000? Did he just go into his Bank of America account and utilize face scan, and Shohei just went into his phone, or Ipe went into his phone and just said, hey, I'm going to wire $500,000 to this guy? Like, how the hell do you do that? Man, the banks watch, and the fact that the way they sent the money to is this guy's an alleged criminal. He's the criminal mastermind. If Shohei just gets off scot-free and he's just, you know, naive to the situation, then God bless him. I wish I could be that naive in life. To have a $700 million baseball contract and know that I got $45 million coming in endorsements, and hell, what do I care if $500,000 just slips right out of my account every couple of weeks, if I should only be so lucky. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, I want to ask a Marco this. Do you believe any of this now that we got the update from Shohei?
No. I want to. I really do. I truly want to believe this. But I struggle with, so you mean to tell me that your interpreter and friend, and the only person that you were with basically any day of your entire life, he has basically power of attorney over you, and no one in your camp knows anything that he's doing? He's in charge of everything, and he's the only one that can translate to you, so you have no clue of what's going on in English or in Japanese. Like, I'm confused. I'm confused that you could be so in the dark of everything that's going on in your life. I understand sheltered. I understand, you know, one track mind, and I have a, you know, focus on baseball, and that's it. There's a lot of downtime in baseball. You guys never had a conversation at any point? Nobody in your camp knew what your interpreter was doing? How is that possible?
Well, I'll tell you this. I find it ironic at this point. I watched an interview. It might have been with GQ Sports of Shohei Ohtani, and he was asked about learning or speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
And he can talk, but he's not going to stand and, you know, have a whole public conversation.
Right.
And his response was, I've come to America to play baseball. And obviously communication is a big part of that. But unless it becomes something like, this is the goal number one. It was very clear in his response. It wasn't putting off English, but it was very much like, hey, I'm here to play baseball. That's it. And as long as I do that and nothing interferes in that, then I'm good. Well, maybe now he's going to want to learn a little bit more English. I don't know.
But you're telling me, though, nobody in his camp knows English either? So his interpreter has complete carte blanche on everything that's going on? Like, that's irresponsible. I find it hard to believe that any human, I don't care how old you are, that much money, you don't have somebody, you can trust him all you want. You're telling me he's the only one that speaks English and he's the only one that knows what's going on?
No,
How's that possible?
No, what comes out of Major League Baseball's investigation, that's going to be the interesting part. Because there's a couple of lines here. Do I think Shohei Ohtani is Pete Rose? No. Do I think Shohei Ohtani is lying, quote-unquote, Alex Rodriguez? No. And maybe, I don't know. This would actually, Marco, I got to tell you, and I'll say this to you as well, Hickey. It would actually warm my heart to know, not that we got a guy who got flim-flam, but maybe the guy is so innocent, he's such a goody-two-shoes, that maybe there is some goodness in the world. Maybe he is telling the truth.
You know what? I'm rooting for that 100%. I'm sorry. Call me cynical all you want. I just struggle with that. I really do. I feel like as much as we could talk about, you know, one track mind and all that, this is baseball. I mean, there's the famous line, we're not athletes, we're baseball players. Like, there's a lot of downtime. There really is. So the idea that he has no idea about anything else in the world and he truly only trusts one man? So nobody in his camp has any idea. And he gave this guy the power to make money transfer in his name. Like,
we don't know.
Really?
We don't know if he did.
Man, I really hope that you're. I really hope you're that stupid. I do. I want you. I want to believe that you're that dumb and naive that you would allow this to happen, because I don't want to think of the alternative. But I struggle with it. I got to be fair. And I'm also a little cynical in the Major League Baseball investigation.
Because they're going to let it go by. No, they don't want a problem.
That's part of it. But I also, Ohtani doesn't have to cooperate. Now, he might with Major League Baseball. If everything that he's talking about in the story, he may want to try to clear his name, and that's great. But the interpreter doesn't have to, because he's no longer employed by Major League Baseball.
Oh, he's in trouble, though.
So then what exactly are you going to add? The camp obviously had no idea what the interpreter was doing. So they go, I don't know. Ohtani, I don't know. So what's the investigation?
Let me tell you this. The problem has been solved. You want to know why? You got a wife now. Shohei Ohtani, he got a wife that we've never heard of or seen, but now he has a wife. And Hickey, that'll solve all of his problems now, right? Financial, literacy and watching the money, like, they're good now.
I mean, she might be pissed at him now. I mean, $4.5 million down the drain.
Nah, I think she's okay. Whatever's going on. I heard she plays basketball, a Japanese basketball player.
The little we know about her, that she does.
Yeah. Well, she plays basketball. Well, we didn't know she existed until he married her. Anyway, Shohei Ohtani, you know what he does as well? I heard he's Batman, okay? Like, at this point, he's got to be Batman or he's Superman. He's fighting crime when he's not playing baseball. There's so much that we don't know about him.
Pick the wrong Alfred.
Alfred, well, he's somewhere between Batman, Spider-Man, and what's the other one that from outer space? Superman. I don't know. Too good to be true. Now he got a little stink on him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to tell you about the quarterback who made a bold proclamation today. I'll get to some of your calls, and then I'll tell you about something that happened this day in sports before we roll out.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you'd do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Hey everybody, I'm Mark Schanowski, along with one of the NBA's most popular analysts, Stacey King. We're inviting you to join us on the Gimme the Hot Sauce podcast.
So join us every week here in the Hot Sauce Studios, where we'll be talking about basketball, football, MMA, entertainment, and unique viewpoints from a group of sports experts having a few brews. That's right, listen up on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. You listen to me more than you listen to music. People say that they listen to me more than they listen to their husbands or their wives. Yeah, don't let the show ruin your relationship, okay? Don't let that happen. It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to the phones in a second. You know, with all the bold proclamations that we've heard, we listened to Kim Mulkey earlier on in the show make her comments over the weekend saying that she is ready to sue the Washington Post over a potential hit piece that might be coming out this week, or so says she. And we don't know what's going to be in this story, but I assume we'll find out if the story gets released. We also heard from Deion Sanders, spoke to the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast, told them that he is very well and prepared next year to help steer the draft directions of both his son, Shedeur Sanders, and Travis Hunter from Colorado. Another bold proclamation today. We certainly know that the NFL has decided to ban the hip drop tackle. We also heard from plenty of coaches, and we heard from plenty of GMs and about quarterbacks in the game right now. Russell Wilson getting hyped up by Mike Tomlin. How about this man getting hyped up as well? Or hyping himself up, hyping up his team. Jordan Love. He didn't do it at the owners' meetings. He sat down with the pivot. And I guess after knocking off the Dallas Cowboys, smacking the hell out of them, and then playing a competitive matchup against the 49ers, Jordan Love says, man, we ready for the Super Bowl. Listen to this.
Organization believes that, it's the perfect time to have a chance to win a Super Bowl this year. And those conversations we had after that 49ers game were, man, like, work harder. Try and find ways to get better because next year we're going to do it. There's no more we're a young team. There's no more of those what ifs. Like, people know what we're about now. And obviously, we'll have that target on our back. People are going to want to beat us.
Well, I guess you guys got to fight it out with the Lions now, right? Never in my – well, this thing's changed. But it still is going to take some getting used to talk about how the Lions and the Packers are just going at it for supremacy in the NFC North. Jordan Love, not too shabby. 4,100 yards passing, 32 touchdowns to only 11 interceptions. Yeah, those are some Super Bowl numbers. I think Dak Prescott would want to – a little bit of a do-over. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin's calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's good, JR? How are you this evening?
I'm good, Kevin. Go on ahead.
Deion Sanders has been one of my favorite athletes my whole life. I'm in my 40s, and yeah, I think he knows the ins and outs of money in the NFL, playing in the NFL, and so on. And to be honest with you, he's probably one of the only people that could really get away with, you know, talking so confidently about not only his son but his other player. And you know, at the end of the day, I think some of these NFL organizations are kind of flighty, and I don't really blame the man one single bit, to be honest with you, sir.
Yeah, I mean, if you got the power, go ahead and use it. I agree with you. If there's going to be one dude who can kind of talk himself or talk his players into a scenario or out of one, I think that would probably be more important. I think it would be Deion, but we gotta wait a whole year. We have to go through an entire season. We have to see how his prospects perform, and I think we'll have a better idea by this time next year.
It's going to be a fun 12 months, yeah. He's going to put on a show for the whole world, my brother, but thank you for taking my call, and I hope you have a great night.
You as well, Kevin. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. Yeah, we got a lot, man. Not even just football. Man, we got the Winter Olympics coming up, and like there's a lot going on. But yeah, college football will be back before you know it. I hope summer doesn't go by that damn fast, right? Staring in the face of Major League Baseball, the regular season starts domestically on Thursday. There's just a lot going on. Ron is calling from New Orleans, Louisiana. Hey, Ron, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Man, what's happening, bro? Look, first of all, I want to show love for you, Kiki, Marco, and Shep. I appreciate y'all shows, bro.
What about Shep?
Shep. No, I'm just showing love for Shep.
Oh, what about Hickey's? Hickey's right here.
I know, bro. But look, man.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
All right, man. No, I was just talking about my Saints, man. When I called earlier, talk about Hickey. Talk to Hickey and talk about my Saints. We lackluster. We ain't doing nothing. How you feel, man? We ain't making no moves right now.
What is it? Yeah, what is there to do as long as you got Derek Carr as a quarterback? What is there to do? Nothing. You're bound for suffering. I know how much of the city doesn't want Derek Carr? 65, 70%?
More than that, bro.
Yeah, people are more than that. Yeah, he does not move the needle. And the Saints happen to be in no man's land right now, okay? They're right. What are they selecting? 14th, 15th of the draft?
I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, they're 14th. They got the 14th pick in the draft. They got Derek Carr as the quarterback. Like, you look at Atlanta bringing in Kirk Cousins, who, by the way, the owner, Arthur Blank, today said that we didn't do any tampering to bring him.
And that's your team, right?
Well, I mean, they're here. I'm not going to lean one way or the other. I like New Orleans, too. You know, in all honesty, I shouldn't say this. I probably go to the Superdome more than I go here, you know. But
I hear you, bro.
What can I say? But your team is going nowhere, so sorry. Sorry, Ron.
Yes. All good. Look, I appreciate what y'all doing, man. And thanks for taking the call, bro.
Thank you, Ron, for calling from New Orleans. Hickey, what did you do to that guy? Anything? Nothing?
Yo, you missed it. He gave me a shout-out.
Well, at the end?
I was ahead of Shep.
Where are you?
Said the order
Marco.
Was you, me, yeah. Marco, Shep.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I was waiting. I'm like, what is he talking about?
Well, I appreciate you looking out for me. But Ron got me covered.
Okay.
Ron got everyone covered, really.
Okay, that's good. And shout outs to Ron. Thank you, Ron, for calling from New Orleans, trying to get me in trouble here with the Falcons. Anyway, let's get into this real fast before you roll out. This day in sports. We got to go back to 1997. You want to talk about movement? How about an entire franchise decided to leave Connecticut? Okay? The Hartford Whalers, they announced that they're leaving. This is courtesy of WFSB. And where are they at now? Raleigh. They're the Hurricanes. Listen to this.
And the long-term future of the Whalers has been in doubt for years. And in recent weeks, fans, merchants, and others who simply enjoy living in a place with the prestige that a pro team brings were hoping something could be worked out to keep the team here. But by midday, their hopes were dashed. It was official. Connecticut's only Major League sports team is leaving. Governor Rowland delivered the bad news that the Whalers would not accept the state's final offer. That offer was to build a $147.5 million state-of-the-art arena downtown. But the Whalers wanted more.
Number one, the Whalers would not agree to a long-term lease. Rent-free, $147 million facility, pay all the costs for the next 3 years, and no surcharges or taxes on tickets or suites. In addition to that, they wanted the suites, the luxury suites, to all have been sold and committed to by May 1st, and that season tickets would reach 13,000 by May 1st.
The governor said it was impossible.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what is possible. At least Connecticut still has UConn, right? Ain't a pro team, but it's there for the state. And I feel like half of Connecticut, you either go with the teams up in New England of where the Whalers originally, they originated from, or you're going on the New York side. Hickey, does Connecticut, I mean, it's been a while now. Does Connecticut need a professional sports team? They're smack dab in between like Boston and New York.
You're right. It's already too split. I don't think so at this point.
Yeah, I know. And then the Hurricanes, God bless them. They ended up going down to Raleigh. And they won themselves a championship for the state, you know, just for Carolina, North Carolina, period. So not too bad, not too shabby. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's a busy week. March Madness, Sweet 16. We got Caitlin Clark in action tonight as well against West Virginia. What's the score right now? 48-43. Yeah, Caitlin Clark is, she's dangerous. Let's just put it that way. Kim Mulkey is angry. Shohei Ohtani's in the news. NFL talk. We got more pro days, guys trying to get drafted. And we covered it all. If you've missed a minute of tonight's show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you so much. Tennessee's own Jonas Adu joined us. Thank you so much to Kevin Sweeney from Sports Illustrated. Matt Lombardo came through as well from Heavy Sports. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. Thank you for listening. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Bart Winkler, he's coming up next.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.